broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Everybody, it is Zoe Moon, and we are here to look at the wild and crazy month of September. Holy cow. I'm going to apologize up front that I may not get through all the signs, and I'll do a makeup if I don't, because there is so much going on this month. It's insane. So let's get into it. First off, and this is the general overview for everyone, on the 1st of September, Uranus retrogrades. The shift in the sky with Uranus Padme, and that date in particular is a little bit more crazy, unexpected events, strange things going on, you know, because the energy is repositioning itself. Then from the retrograde, from the 1st of September until January 30th, we are in do-over mode with Uranus. So it kind of slows us down and allows us to revisit our original ideas and projects and kind of tinker on them and get them right. We might, revisit things in our social life. We might revisit things with our own aspirations. And it's happening in Taurus. So really with a focus on what we want to rework about our personal income, about any purchases, about our possessions or products, and also about our values. You know, the collective may be going through a reassessment of values during this time frame as well. And so, you know, just kind of going back over or running back into the past during this time. Now, also playing out in Taurus, which is a little darker, getting it over right off the bat in the general here, on September 27th, Uranus retrograde will go over that nasty six-star Algol, and it is going to, as slowly as it moves, be sitting Algol from September 27th through October 29th. I cannot say this strong enough, that if you have the potential to stay away from gatherings of any sort, you should, okay? I try not to do that kind of thing, but guys, this is a very dangerous six star, and it tends to impact big, major groups of people. And so there can be more danger at any kind of gathering you would attend between September 27th and October 29th. It is going to be impacting our reassessment of what's happening with our aspirations and our original projects and our social scenarios and this income scenario, or how things are valued, or what's going on with purchases, products, or possessions. So again, September 27th through October 29th. Now, getting back into this month, also on the 1st, so not just Uranus retrograding on the 1st, but Pluto takes his retrograde back into Capricorn. And so we are going to have Pluto in Capricorn for the very last time in our lifetimes. It will be there from the 1st of September until November 19th. And so, you know, this is a planet that takes 240 some years to go around the zodiac. And so it came into Capricorn back in 2008, and it is now going to do its last little passage in these 2.5 months, 2 months and 3 weeks, I guess. You know, we are going to see this period has been about what Pluto can destroy and rebirth. That's its job, with the establishment, with leaders. So we're going to see out on the global, you know, world stage, some really powerful, intense things happening with leaders, with the establishment, corporations, with governments, with, you know, anything that is at the top of the food chain for human beings. And in our own life, you know, since 2008, we've been looking at kind of going into this deep transitional phase with our own goals in our life, with our status or fame, with our career, with authority figures in our own lives, our parents, our bosses, and all of this. And so Pluto is going to take us back. It'll be in retrograde until October 11th and then go direct October 11th through November 19th. But, you know, the whole phase is about us kind of looking at our own power in those stories. What needs to change? What needs to be broken down and reborn? What needs to be looked at from a financial perspective? What's going on in our intimate life, if that's one of our goals, or reproductive life, or with a divorce? Pluto may bring death to some of these leaders and or establishments during this time frame. So it's really intense, guys, and it's the last of it, and then it will move back into Aquarius on November 19th for about 20 years. So this is the end of this story. A lot of power struggles, a lot of, you know, all those at the top who are, struggling to stay at the top and to keep control over the masses and all this stuff. They're going to be battling it out. So we're going to witness a lot of that. In our own lives, just focus on your own goals and what you need to do to readdress anything during this period. Now, we have some energy in Virgo that's active, obviously, in September. So we have that new moon on the 2nd. This kicks in at night. It kicks in at 9:58 p.m. Eastern. It's at 11 degrees of Virgo, so, you know, fairly centered in the sign. That means most Virgos will have a direct application with this, but all of them are going to feel it. But for all of us, this is new beginnings, new opportunities with work. This is new beginnings with our health. Great time to start a new health regime of any type. This is new beginnings with our animals. It's new fresh starts with our coworkers, hired help, paperwork, cleaning, organizing, simplifying, going organic, you know, any of the good Virgo energy. So you have 2 weeks of forward momentum up until the full moon on the 17th. And so you really want to be proactive about starting anything new in those areas, or if you're already doing something that you're into in those areas, then taking it forward, you know, moving it forward with momentum. Now, between the 9th and 26th, Mercury is going to come into Virgo, really going to help us get into those talks, interviews, auditions that are about work, or, you know, meetings or offers or decisions about work or health or animals or paperwork, coworkers, hired help. So definitely adds to the momentum, and it keeps it going all the way till the 26th. Now, Mars is moving into Cancer on the 4th of September. See, we're getting so much stuff getting underway, like, right off the bat as we go into the month. So Mars, okay, first of all, you know, Mars comes into Cancer once every 2 years, spends a few weeks. It'll be there till November 3rd, so 4th of September till November 3rd. And it's about motivating us to do more in whatever sign it's in. So on the one hand, Mars does not like being in Cancer, okay? So Cancer rules the emotions. It's a water sign. Mars is fired up and wants to make things happen yesterday. And so it feels kind of like it's wading through emotional stuff that it doesn't really want to put up with to get things done. But that does not mean that we can't get things done. We can. And we have more energy to get things done in the realm of Cancer than we've had for 2 years. So we really want to focus it on what we're doing in the home, about our home, with any moves, renovations, with real estate deals, anything going on that we're interested in with history or ancestry, anything with family, parents, roommates, and or addressing our own emotional needs, okay? So Mars brings more passion, drive, motivation. We're doing it. But it can also frustrate and bring us up some anger issues. So just watch yourself so you're not taking it out on your family or kicking your house. You know how it goes. And then also, we do want to be extra cautious with fire in the home during this time, or things that spark into fire or are based through water to fire in our home. So do watch that. Be extra careful with that. But it is a time to make things happen there. All right, so then we have on the 17th a full moon lunar eclipse. Very powerful, big, epic moment in Pisces at 25 degrees. This perfects at 10:34 p.m. Eastern, so at night once again. We might feel this building up in the three, four days leading up to it. And then we're at our epic climax on the 17th. This is about major endings or major achievements or celebrations happening at this point. And it's in Pisces. So, you know, this has to do with karmic past life scenarios that are culminating. It can have to do with secrets, deceptions, addictions. It can have to do with research or investigations, with institutions, with anything artistic, romantic, or spiritual. So again, we're kind of eclipsing something out, bringing this big culminating moment in our life where we're either ending something or we're achieving or celebrating, but through an eclipse of something, you know? So those few days around that date are going to be powerful. Then we have energy moving into Libra the last week of the month. So on the 22nd, the sun moves in for 30 days. On the 26th, Mercury moves in until October 13th. So the sun and Libra were showing up in our one-on-one relationships more during those 30 days. This is definitely like more physical time with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or we're more personally involved and kind of pursuing our interests there. And it does help us shine and stand out and go for what we want there. Mercury being in this arena definitely helps us get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions with these folks. So definitely time to connect as we get towards the end of the month. And then the final influence that I'm talking about is Venus moving into Scorpio on the 22nd. She will be in Scorpio until October 17th. So Venus in Scorpio, you know, Venus is about love, and Scorpio wants sex and intimacy and the deep stuff, or wants to destroy it and rebirth it in some way. Venus is about income, and Scorpio is about other people's money, outside resources, the loans, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, all that kind of stuff. So those are going to be playing together in some way. Venus is also about beautiful objects and beauty in our surroundings, and so we might be financially investing in something beautiful during this time. And it's about pleasure, so that should, you know, speak for itself in Scorpio. So it's just going to be more profound, more intense, and transformational during those weeks. All right, so that's the general overview. So let's look at the signs. For Aries, time to kind of reassess where you are with personal income, purchases, products, or possessions. In the month of September, this is actually going to last with Uranus retrograde from the 1st of September all the way till January 30th. You may hear from past friends or associates or find something online, you know, when it comes to making money. You also could be focused on old possessions or products or purchases during this time as well. Watch what shifts on the 1st. You do want to be extra cautious from September 27th through October 29th with Uranus on Algol. So, you know, being in any crowds or groups is not favored during this time. But there may be something film-oriented that impacts your possibilities for money, or maybe you're purchasing some films during that time. I don't know. But there you have that. Then we have Pluto retrograding on the 1st of September through November 19th back into Capricorn. So, Aries, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know, you've had since 2008 to try to figure this out. This is like the last big patch of, like, deconstructing the old version of your goals, your career, your status, and rebirthing it in some very powerful transformational way. You might be revisiting something with a parent or a boss. Maybe they're exiting your story during this time, or maybe you're revisiting a financial matter with them or some other authority figure. So watch what starts to spring into play from the 1st onward around those themes. The new moon on the 2nd is in your house of work and health. So Aries, you know, really gives you 2 weeks of a major boost forward to help you start some new work situation or project, or start the new health regime, or do something new with animals, paperwork, coworkers, hired help. 2 weeks to get that going, but Mercury's going to keep you in there in talks, meeting, sales, offers, decisions from the 9th through the 26th. Mars is going to move into your home base on the 4th and stay there till November 3rd, so Aries, there's just a heck of a lot more going on that you're doing at home or about your home, or there's more happening with a parent. or there's more going on with your family, or maybe a roommate situation, or maybe you decide that you're going to move or renovate or do something in real estate from the 4th of September through November 3rd. This definitely gives you more momentum, more, you know, motivation, more passion about it, but it can also spark anger or frustration from time to time through those couple months, so do watch out for that. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th for Aries is bringing a big climax with an institution, a research situation, a karmic transition, something with addiction, secrets, artistic, romantic, or spiritual matters. So you have a culminating point in one of those areas of your life, big endings or big achievements or celebrations there. And then you probably enjoy the fact that there's going to be energy moving into your relationship zone areas starting on the 22nd, and again on the 26th. So on the 22nd, the sun moves into this relationship zone for 30 days. And on the 26th, Mercury moves in until October 13th. So you're going to be showing up and getting more involved with romantic or business partners, with clients, with specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates. And you're also going to have more going on with your talks, meetings, short trips, local activities, decisions with these folks. So it's definitely your time to connect. You can focus on your body in this situation with these people. You can focus on your image, brand, name, title, you know. You can focus on your needs and just promoting what you want and going for it. So make the most of that. And then Venus moves into Scorpio on the 22nd. We'll tour Scorpio until October 17th. This may mean there's a love and sexual connection with somebody during this time, or there's more money tied to outside resources during this time, or maybe you're making some deep, profound changes around beauty or pleasure or love or money during this time. So there you have it. All right, so for Taurus, you've been hosting Uranus, crazy wild card energy. It's going to retrograde on the 1st all the way until January 30th. So, you know, it's a shift within you physically or about your identity or image or brand or name or body or whatever. You know, it's very personal to you. It's going to kind of slow down and say, let's readdress, you know, all these crazy, wild changes that have been going on with you, or how you want to express your original ideas, or what's going on with your position within a social realm or online, or, you know, how you are valued or how you're valuing yourself. So it's kind of maybe be a little wild on the 1st as it shifts direction, but it's really drawing you back to kind of readdress anything physical or personal for you. You want to be super careful, Taurus, between September 27th and October 29th, as Uranus in your sign retrograde sits on that nasty star Algol. So you want to be very careful with your neck and throat. You want to be very careful with physically being in any kind of crowd or gathering. I would avoid it if I were you, but you do as you will. Just extra caution during that month-long period. Pluto is going to move back into Capricorn on the 1st of September and tour there until November 19th. So this is the very last period in your entire life that Pluto will be in Capricorn. Pluto in Capricorn for Taurus has been trying since 2008 to tear down the old way, your old belief system, and rebirth it in a new way, help you set goals in a new way around the things you truly believe in. And you may have been, you know, going back to school or learning or teaching something during this process, or you may have been focused on religion or philosophy or politics, or you may have been traveling or looking at a situation far away and what you want to do about it, or there may have been legal matters or the law in general impacting, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, or ceremonies. So as Pluto comes back in here from September 1st to November 19th, you want to readdress, is there anything I need to go deeper into? Do I need to stop something that's happening here and rebirth myself in some way that's more empowering? Do I need to look at the financial or sexual or mortality or third-party influences here? And what are my goals there? So, you know, pay attention to what's coming on the 1st with that as well. You're getting a do-over there up through October 11th, and then forward you go until November 19th. The new moon on the 2nd for Taurus is in your zone of true love and lovers, children, creativity and fun. Yay. So you have 2 weeks of a big cosmic boost forward. This is going to help you guys start new things in those realms. Or if you're already with a lover or already doing something you're enjoying with the kids or your creative projects, etc., you know, this two-week boost can help you launch forward in some new direction or new chapter. Mercury will come into that same territory from the 9th through the 26th. So, Taurus, this is fantastic, you know, to get into talks, to meet people, to focus on sales, writing, agreements, offers, decisions, or maybe to, you know, take more short trips or move or look at your local community there as what you're doing with these lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreation. Mars is going to move into Cancer on the 4th of September until November 3rd. So the next couple months, there's just a lot more going on with short trips, local activities, moves, brothers, sisters, neighbors, your vehicles, your electronics, or it's going to spark things up in your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, or decisions. So this may be really impacted for you as far as like on an emotional level or what's going on with your home or moves or family dynamics or parents and all that. But it's about all this communication and commerce and getting things going there. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th of the month is bringing something to an epic peak with a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, gatherings, or your own aspirations, freedoms, or original projects. So you're reaching that climax, and you're either ending something there or celebrating or achieving something there or a combination of the all the above. We have energy moving into Libra on the 22nd and the 26th, so this is going to impact your one-on-ones with work opportunities or work projects around the house or your health and what you're doing with that. Anything you're doing with coworkers, hired help, animals, or paperwork. So, you know, this is a time where there can be more going on with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, etc., with those topics in your life. The sun is there from the 22nd and over the next 30 days, allowing you to get involved and pursue your interests there and stand out, while Mercury comes in on the 26th through October 13th, allowing you to get in more talks, meetings, offers, sales, writing, and decisions. And then finally, Taurus, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio and will be there until October 17th. Taurus, this brings the love, the money flow, the beauty, the pleasure into your relational dynamics. So you're definitely going to have more enjoyable time with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, and other one-on-one connections over love or money or beauty or pleasure. All right, so for Gemini, on the 1st of September, Uranus retrograde, so you kind of get to shift direction over the months ahead all the way till January 30th as you are reassessing now any of the sudden changes that have occurred involving institutions, research, karmic matters, boundary issues, water issues, anything with addictions or secrets, anything with your artistic pursuits, your romantic life, or spiritual life. So you may watch the first for clues as to what's going to be in the forefront there and what you can go back and address over these months ahead. Between September 27th and October 29th, there will be Uranus sitting in retrograde on that nasty star Algol. So you're going to want to be extra careful with your neck and throat and in any kind of gatherings at all that are tied to the arts or tied to spirituality or involve a romantic interest or an institution or research, you know, or addictions or secrets and all of that. So seriously be careful during that time. Pluto goes back into Capricorn on September 1st, so we have another major shift on the 1st as it goes into Capricorn and stays there till November 19th. So Gemini, you know, this has been the deconstruction and rebirthing of what's going on in your life with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, settlements, alimony, or any other kind of financial interest since 2008. It's also been showing you the deep, profound changes through death that have occurred in your life, through birth, through reproduction or hormonal situations, through your sex life. through the financial side of anything besides your income, through divorce, if that pertained. You know, so as it comes back into this realm from the 1st of September to November 19th, it's saying, what last things do you need to do to tear down anything old that is no longer working for you and to rebirth it, restructure it, set goals here so that you're in more sound position for the rest of your life because this is never coming back. On the 2nd, we have a new moon for Gemini. This new moon is in your 4th house of home, family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, parents, and roommates. So you have two very powerful weeks to really launch into something new in those realms or to take what you're doing and really get things moving. So forward momentum there. Overlapping part of that is Mercury coming into the same zone from the 9th through the 26th. So this is going to help you with talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions about the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommates. It can also mean there's more short trips, moves, local activities, siblings involved, neighbors involved, vehicles, electronics. So you have a lot of momentum there. On the 4th of September, Mars moves into Cancer and will be there till November 3rd. So Gemini, this is going to fire you up. You are going to get so much busier than you've been in 2 years when it comes to making money or your purchases or your products or what you're doing with your possessions tied to the home, the move, the renovation, the real estate, the family, the parents, the roommates, or what's emotionally driving you here. So you can make a lot happen there. On the 17th, we have the full moon lunar eclipse. For Gemini, this is at the top of the chart for you. So there is an epic ending, very powerful ending, or a big breakthrough achievement or celebration or combination of all of that happening on the career front with a personal goal, with a boss, parent, judge, director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. Then on the 22nd, the sun moves into Libra for 30 days. This puts a big spotlight on your one-on-one connections that are playing out in your love life with a lover, with the kids, with creative endeavors or recreational pursuits. You now shine and stand out. You can now physically get in there one-on-one with partners and clients and specialists and agents and attorneys about any of that and really move your interests forward. Mercury joins the story on the 26th and stays till October 13th, adding more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, or decisions there. And then finally, by the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio. So, Gemini, this is going to help smooth out or attract more love or money to your work situation around health objectives, with your animals, with what you're doing with coworkers or hired help, or paperwork over those weeks. And can bring more pleasure and enjoyment and beauty to those scenarios as well. All right, so for Cancer, starting on the 1st, Uranus retrogrades. It'll be retrograde until January 30th. We may feel something on the 1st as this energy shifts. It has to do with all the crazy, wild changes and innovations and different things that have been happening to you with friends, with groups, with the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, or gatherings as well, Cancer, as with your original projects and your aspirations that you're pursuing. So this retrograde over these months up through January 30th is going to be saying, hey, slow down, go readdress any of the changes that have happened, any of the innovations you tried to introduce, and how can you kind of fine-tune that now and readdress it during this retrograde. So watch the 1st for clues there. Also, in this realm of friends, groups, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, parties, events, your aspirations and original projects, Cancer, you're going to have to be extra cautious between September 27th and October 29th for a good month plus as Uranus retrograde sits on that nasty fixed star Algol. So during that time, you just want to protect your neck and throat and the things you're saying. You want to protect yourself in any large gatherings and just be extra careful. Also on the 1st, Pluto exits Aquarius and moves back into Capricorn for the very last time in our lifetime. It is going to be in Capricorn until November 19th and then never again. So Cancer, since 2008, you have been hosting this big, powerful energy of you know, tearing things down and rebirthing them, power struggles, sexuality, financial situations, death, birth, divorce, all of this, in your house of relationships. So, you know, this is your last time to revisit any last things that need to be deconstructed and rebirthed in a more empowering way, changed in some way with romantic partners, business partners, your clients, your specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, opponents, or advocates. Watch the first, again, for clues with this and into what you will be dealing with here. There's a new moon on the 2nd. For Cancer, this is in your zone of talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, and auditions, as well as anything that you're doing with short trips, moves, local activities, your neighbors, your siblings, your vehicles, or electronics. So forward you go. You have 2 weeks of a big cosmic boost here that can allow you to get into new things in those arenas or take what you're doing and move them forward. Overlapping that is Mercury moving into the same territory on the 9th all the way till the 26th, amplifying the quickness of what's going to happen there and maybe giving you two options at once as you're going through it. So a lot happening there. Mars is going to move into your sign on the 4th of September. Mars is going to stay in your sign until November 3rd. Cancer, you haven't hosted Mars for 2 years. It fires you up. You're a water sign. You may feel boiling at some time. You're revved up to do something physically or about your body with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity. You're in there more driven, more passionate. You also could be a little bit more accident prone during this time. You also could get angry a lot quicker during this time. So you're going to have to keep a handle on that and utilize this to really make things happen on a personal or physical level. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th for Cancer is bringing something to a climax in your ninth house. So big endings or major achievements or celebrations or a combination of any of that when it comes to legal matters, educational pursuits, media or marketing interests, travel plans, ceremonies, religion, or politics. On the 22nd, the sun moves into Libra for 30 days. Cancer, this is going to put you front and center at home with a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, your family, your parents, or roommates. You're going to be more involved one-on-one with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, whoever, about those themes. And you're front and center, promoting your interests, standing out, shining there for 30 days. Mercury overlaps part of this from the 26th until October 13th, helping you get into more talks or meetings or sales or writing or offers or decisions about those themes. Finally, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio. It'll be there until October 17th for Cancer. This brings the love and the beauty and the pleasure into your zone of true love and lovers, of children, of creativity and fun. And it also can bring money flow into those realms as well. So it should be a very nice influence. All right, so for Leo, on the first retrograde, so all the changes and excitement and sudden weird things that have been influencing your career, your personal goals, your status, fame, or authority figures is now going to slow down. And from the 1st until January 30th, you get to reassess, readdress, tweak things that have been innovative or suddenly changing there. I have a lot more for Leo, so if you hang in there with us, we'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to stay up to date on daily trends and insights? Like Zoe's Facebook page to get top-notch astrological input for your everyday life. Just go to facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology and hit like. You'll like what you learn and love the inspiring people you'll meet. That's facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Don't forget to stop by Zoe Moon's Facebook page and hit like. It's where to be for daily insights, inspired interaction, and building great friendships. Facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
So not only are you going to kind of go back and readdress those changes with your career, your status, your fame, your personal goals, or any higher up people, but you're going to want to be extra cautious in those realms from September 27th to October 29th when Uranus retrograde will sit on Algol, protect your neck and throat, and try not to be involved in any kind of big events or gatherings if you can that are tied to those themes. Now, Pluto is also shifting on the 1st of September, moving back into Capricorn and going to tour there until November 19th. So for Leo, readdressing the powerful changes that started to come into play in 2008 and since that time, addressing your work, your health, animals, paperwork, coworkers, and hired help. Is there any last things that you need to go back and deconstruct and rebirth? Make any kind of financial change, power changes, sexual changes, well, not sexual changes, but address sexuality in that. well, maybe changes, I don't know. So, you know, looking at where you are in those stories, watch the first for clues as to what this is going to be. The new moon on the second is in Leo's zone of personal income purchases, products, and possessions. So you now get 2 weeks of forward boost that can help you start new things in those arenas or help you take what you're doing in those arenas and move them forward in a stronger way. And then kind of overlapping part of that, Mercury comes into this same zone on the 9th and stays until the 26th, helping you get into more talks or meetings, pitch ideas, focus on sales, your writing, your agreements, your interviews, your auditions, offers, or decisions about income, purchases, products, or possessions. Mars is going to enter Cancer on the 4th of September and stay until November 3rd. So over these next couple months, Leo, there's a lot more that you're doing behind the scenes. This may be private. It may be secretive. You may be doing something about deceptions or addictions. You might be doing more with institutions. You might be doing more through research and investigations. There might be more going on artistically, romantically, or spiritually for you during this time. So Mars wants to help you make things happen there. Just watch the angry or accident-prone side of that energy. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th is bringing something to a climax for the Leos in a very powerful way that is either financial or sexual, reproductive, about a birth, a death, a divorce, or any third-party situations. And so very big endings or very big achievements or celebrations there by the 17th. And then we start to see energy move into Libra on the 22nd. The sun moves in for 30 days, putting you front and center with your one-on-one scenarios through talks or meetings, sales, writing, interviews, short trips, local activities, So getting, or, you know, maybe you'll get in there with a specialist about your vehicles or your electronics or, you know, involving a sibling or neighbor or move, you know. So you really do have more going on with your one-on-one partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, et cetera, through these communication and commerce arenas. Mercury comes on board on the 26th and stays till October 13th, picking up the pace of what's possible there. Maybe bringing a little juggling between multitasking in some of those arenas. And then finally, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio. Venus will be there until October 17th. And so for Leo, this is more love or money flow that's playing out at home with family, moves, renovations, real estate deals, or with parents or roommates. It also can bring more beauty or pleasure there, help you smooth out energy there. And so it should be a very lovely influence. All right, so for Virgo, Uranus has been asking you to innovate, make sudden changes, try new things when it comes to your ninth house. So, you know, it's been impacting you with your travel or distant situations, with your legal interests, with your educational pursuits through media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, with ceremonies, religion, or politics. So on the first of the month, Uranus retrogrades, and so you're going to see a shift happening there, maybe something unexpected in one of those realms. And then over the months ahead, through January 30th, you get a chance to reassess any of those changes or innovations and how you can tweak them and what stays, what goes, what you want to do about those themes. You do want to be extra cautious in gatherings or with your neck or throat tied to any of those topics between September 27th and October 29th. You can stay away from them, then I would. Now, on the 1st, we also have Pluto taking his retrograde out of Aquarius and moving back into Capricorn for the very last time in our lifetime. So, Virgo, this means over those 2 months and 3 weeks, you're going to readdress what's going on with the powerful, deep changes and how you want to deconstruct and rebirth things when it comes to your love life or a love relationship, when it comes to children, when it comes to your creative talent and your creative projects, and when it comes to anything recreational. So how can you go in there deeper and readdress, you know, the power, the transformation, the financial side of it, the sexual side of it, the third-party influences, and how you want to make those changes. Watch the 1st for clues about what this is going to be about as well. The new moon on the 2nd of the month is in your sign, Virgo, and so you get 2 weeks to propel yourself forward. Really great time to gather momentum behind anything you're physically involved in, what's going on with your body, what you're doing about your brand, your name, your title, your identity, or your personal needs. So make the most of that. And overlapping it from the 9th through the 26th, Mercury comes into your sign. So this is definitely favorable for you promoting your interests through talks, through meetings, through sales, through writing, agreements, pitching ideas, offers, decisions, and just going for it. All right, so Mars is coming into Cancer on the 4th. And so, Virgo, this is going to give you a couple months up until November 3rd. To really see a lot more happening and a lot more you can make happen with your own aspirations or original projects, as well as with your friends, your associates, your group activities, what you're doing on the internet, what you're doing with astrology or charities, what you're doing at parties, events, or gatherings. So expect us to get very busy. And you can really motivate and be more passionate here. You just have to watch fights or anger popping up occasionally with Mars there and make the most of it. All right, so the full moon lunar eclipse is on the 17th, Virgo. This is in your relationship zone. So there is some kind of major ending or major achievement or celebration here involving a romantic partner, a business partner, a client, your specialist, an agent, an attorney, a competitor or opponent, an advocate, or some other such relationship. So aim high and expect something big to climax around that day. We have energy moving into Libra starting on the 22nd. The sun moves in for 30 days, putting a spotlight on Virgo when it comes to making money, when it comes to your purchases, products, or possessions. So you're kind of front and center with this. Your image or brand or your physical presence is involved in these themes, and you're shining, you're standing out. You can promote your interest here and go for it. And overlapping this, on the 26th, excuse me, we have Mercury moving into the same territory. It'll be there till October 13th. So this helps you, Virgo, get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about income, about purchases, products, possessions. So make the most of that one. And then finally, we have Venus moving into Scorpio on the 22nd. Venus will be here until October 17th. So Virgo, you're really going to have more love or money opportunities coming in your local community or through short trips to nearby places, and through your talks or meetings, through sales, through writing, through interviews, perhaps coming through a brother, sister, or neighbor, perhaps tied to your vehicles or electronics. You also might just enjoy yourself more in all those realms or find more beauty in those realms. So there you have it. For Libra, Uranus retrogrades on the 1st, and so all the ups and downs and crazy, innovative, or shocking things that have been going on with your financial life, sex life, reproductive needs, divorce, death, birth, or third-party situations is going to shift gears. You're going to kind of slow down over the months ahead till January 30th. You're going to kind of reassess all of that and decide what you want to do about it, you know, and go back over things. So you release, rekindle, rework things there. Between the 27th of September and October 29th, you want to be extra cautious with your neck or throat or out in any kind of gathering, because those themes can be tied to it. It's a dangerous star, so just take care of you there. From the 1st of September through November 19th, Pluto re-enters Capricorn for the very last time in our lifetime. So Libra, since 2008, Pluto's been trying to do its job to deconstruct and rebirth you when it comes to your home, your roommates, your family, parents, your renovations, moves, real estate deals, your interest in history or ancestry, and or your emotional grounded ambitions in life. And so as it revisits this territory starting on the 1st, it's your last passage. What needs to be brought down and rebirthed in a new way? What changes are on board? How can you empower yourself here? You have until the 19th of November. All right, the new moon on the 2nd for Libra is in your 12th house. So you have 2 weeks of forward momentum, a big cosmic boost to help you start something new or take what you're already involved in and move it forward. With film, music, painting, poetry, anything artistic, with your romantic life, with your spiritual practices, with tackling bad habits or addictions, with secrets or deceptions, with institutions, with research or investigations or anything karmic. So be proactive in those 2 weeks. Overlapping this, Mercury from the 9th through the 22nd will help you get into talks or meetings or hear news or offers about it, or focus on the sales, the writing, the agreements, or decisions about it. On the 4th of September, Mars moves into Cancer and will stay there until November 3rd. So, Libra, this means you're going to have a lot more going on here, more than you've had in the last 2 years when it comes to what you're doing about your personal goals, your status or fame, your career, or a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. You got it going on. You can motivate, be more passionate. Just watch the angry side. On the 17th, we have the full moon lunar eclipse. For Libra, this is happening in your zone of work and health, so there may be some major ending associated with something there, or there may be some achievement or celebration with work or health. It could also impact animals. It could impact coworkers, hired help, or paperwork. Something climaxing there by the 17th. We have energy coming into your sign, Libra. The sun moves in on the 22nd and stays for 30 days, putting a spotlight on you. You're standing out more. You're drawing more attention. You can focus more on what you want to do about your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title. You can get more involved in things you're personally aligned with and connect with others. So it's a definitely a wonderful period for you. Mercury overlaps from the 26th through October 13th, helping you talk more about your needs, promote your image or brand, get in there and make choices about your body, you know. Anything you focus, you've got the communication now or the commerce and flow for it. Finally, on the 22nd, Venus enters Scorpio. And so for Libra, this means from then until October 17th, there is more Venus playing out around income, purchases, products, or possessions. So you might just see a kind of a doubling up of the influence of the potential to make money. You might be making luxury item purchases or purchasing things for a love interest or receiving gifts from a lover or, you know, focusing on beautiful purchases, you know, or beautifying your possessions, and you get the idea. So there you have it. All right, so for Scorpio, Uranus is going to retrograde on the 1st and be retrograde until January 30th. So Scorpio, there's been a lot of up and downs, unpredictability, shocks, excitement over the months behind you, playing out with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, any relational dynamics. And so on the 1st, you're going to kind of slow that down, and you're going to be going back and reassessing anything that stands out to you with these people over the months ahead. You are going to want to be extra cautious between September 27th and October 29th when Uranus retrograde will sit on that nasty six-star algol in this relationship dynamic. There, you protect your neck and throat, protect gatherings. You know, if you can avoid gatherings with these people during that time, I would. All right, so on the 1st, Pluto retrogrades back into Capricorn. And this is the last passage of Capricorn any of us get in this lifetime. Pluto from the 1st of September till November 19th is going to be allowing you to go back and look at the progress you've made since 2018 when it comes to how you've deconstructed the old version of your ideas, your communication style, your interviews, auditions, talks, meetings, sales, writing, or what's been going on with siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or moves, and really readdressing over this 2 months and 3 week period, do I need to deconstruct anything else and rebirth it? Do I need to empower? Do I need to make choices about finances or sex or divorce or death or birth or third parties here so that I come out feeling stronger in these arenas? The new moon on the 2nd is in Scorpio's zone of friends and associates and groups, what you're doing online with astrology or charities, what you're doing at parties, events, or gatherings, what you're doing with original projects or your aspirations. So you have 2 weeks to launch forward into something new or take what you're already doing and move it forward in some new way. Between the 9th and 26th, Mercury will join that party, so you're in talks more with these people, more invitations coming in, more ideas floating around, more flirtations, more sales, writing, decisions playing out in those social and online aspirational realms. On the 4th of September, Mars moves into Cancer and will be there till November 3rd. Scorpio, you haven't had this here in 2 years. It's going to fire you up. It's going to get you busier than you've been in some time. When it comes to travel, distant situations, legal matters, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion, or politics, you're going to be more motivated, more passionate, but you could also be angry and fight more in those realms, so take care about that. On the 17th, we have the full moon lunar eclipse, a very big ending or achievement or celebration as the energy hits its high point. And for Scorpio, this is about a lover, a child, a creative project, or recreational pursuit. Starting on the 22nd, we have the sun moving into Libra for 30 days. For Scorpio, this means you're going to be showing up behind the scenes more during those 30 days and pursuing your interests. So it could be in film, music, painting, art, anything muse-driven. It could be you're busier with your romantic love life. It could be there's more going on spiritually in your spiritual practices. Maybe you're more involved with an institution like a hospital or a university or something during this time. Maybe you're doing more research or developing a project behind the scenes. Maybe you're pulling yourself out to recharge your batteries, tackle a bad habit or addiction, or deal with a secret. So in any of that, you're front and center. You can pursue your stuff, and you can connect, you know, with partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates about those themes as you move through it. Mercury will join in from the 26th through October 13th, adding more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about it. So that's what you got going on there. And then finally, Venus enters your sign, Scorpio, on the 22nd of September and stays until October 17th. This is a lovely influence. You are more radiant and beautiful. You feel more beautiful. You want to focus on love, or you can show up and make more money, or your income flow is tied to your brand, image, you know, identity or involvement. There's more pleasure that you're experiencing during this time. So a lovely influence there. For Capricorn, Uranus retrogrades on the 1st. You guys have been experiencing a lot of unpredictability, shakeups, excitement, spontaneity, innovation, sudden changes with your kids, your love life, a lover, your creative projects or recreational pursuits in the months behind you. Now as Uranus retrogrades here, you're going to kind of look at all of that and revisit it all the way up through January 30th. Can you tweak it? Can you fine-tune it? Does something need to be rekindled, reworked, or released there? Between September 27th and October 29th, you want to be extra cautious with your neck, throat, or at any gatherings that are aimed at creativity, recreation, the kids, or the lover, because Uranus retrograde will be on that nasty fixed star. On the 1st of September, we also have Pluto backing into your sign Capricorn, very last time in your lifetime. It'll be there till November 19th. Over these 2 months and 3 weeks, you guys have the potential to do the last deconstruction of anything going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your personal needs, and rebirth in that more empowering way. You've been going through this complete and powerful change of yourself since 2008, and this is the last passage. So go in deeper, purge some things, focus on the financial, sexual, reproductive side of what's happening here. You know, address anything that can help empower you and go through this during this time. The new moon on the 2nd opens up 2 weeks of launching forward into something new, or taking what you're already involved in and taking it forward in some new direction. When it comes to travel plans, distant situations, legal agreements, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics, be proactive there. Mercury overlaps that from the 9th through the 26th, helping you meet, talk, sign deals, focus on sales, writing, agreements, offers, decisions, tied in with those topics. Mars enters Cancer on the 4th of September and stays until November 3rd. Over these couple months, Capricorn, you're going to get busier than you've been in a couple years with a romantic partner, business partner, your clients, your specialists, agents, attorneys, advocates, or other important relationships. This is very proactive, motivated, passionate. There can be some anger or frustration if it gets activated during those 2 months occasionally. So watch out for that so you don't take it out on these people. But otherwise, you have a lot going on here. The full moon lunar eclipse on the 17th brings a very final or celebratory bit of news or a talk or meeting or something big happening with a sale, your writing agreements, with a brother, sister, neighbor, with a move, with your vehicle's electronics, or with a short trip or local community activity. So major endings, major celebrations, major achievements, something like that around that date. The sun moves into Libra on the 22nd, so for the next 30 days there's a spotlight on you on the career front or with a personal goal, Capricorn, or with a boss, parent, judge, or other authority figure. So you're front and center. You're pursuing your needs. You're standing out. You're shining. You're connecting one-on-one with clients, partners, specialist agents, attorneys about these goals, or the career, or the authority figure, and you're moving your interests forward. Mercury overlaps it from the 26th of September to October 13th, helping you get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, or decisions about these goals, the career, or the authority figures. And finally, on the 22nd, Venus moves into Scorpio and will be there till October 17th. So Capricorn, this is going to bring more love, more money, more beauty, more fun with your friends, with your groups, with what you're doing online, with astrology or charities, parties, events, or gatherings, or in the pursuit of your own aspirations or original projects. It should be a very nice influence. So there you have it. As far as Aquarius and Pisces, I will do a makeup show for you guys. I wish everybody the best for September, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.